This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
What's going on, folks? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things that every week that make you say the thing that's titled the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
And I'm Southern Mama.
Southern Mama.
We have a special guest.
Special guest host.
Southern Mama.
Fresh off a JFL Variety Comics to Watch set.
Southern Mama.
We'll talk about none of us have seen Southern Mama, so this is all just a guess of what she sounds like.
I assume it's just that.
It's probably, Southern Mama. It's like a Pokemon where she only says her own name.
It's like, is that a man in a woman's wig?
This is too much.
I'm laughing already.
I've never seen comedy of this magnitude before.
Hey, let's save the rest of this for the bonus so we don't trash any of the wrong people who aren't paying for this. Okay, hey, what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing?
I'm good. I'm doing all right. We're recording in a different room today, and usually we record where we are all kind of sitting in a line, and we kind of tilt angle toward each other to, like, have a natural conversation.
I sit in the middle, and I swivel my chair 180 degrees, depending on who's talking, very rapidly.
But now we're around a round table, and I'm just staring directly at Patty, and it's, like, kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
I'm just staring downwards,
well,
just
now
ruminating.
Well, weird for both of us.
Yeah. Thinking about it. Yeah, but that's good. I'm rolling pretty thick off that orange syrup, that non-drowsy, severe cold and flu, so you know it's going to get wild.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Yeah, bleep out the brand name.
Eli,
just say that sweet orange syrup, and everyone that way it's generic. No one can identify the brand.
Eli's a big guy, but apparently illness goes after his knees and takes him down.
Yeah, I got big bacteria in me, just the fattest bacteria I've ever seen. No, it turns out that once you're not like 21, if you go out for like 3 days in a row, you get really sick afterwards. Your body, you can't shut down your immune system entirely for a weekend and not have any ramifications.
How old did you turn this weekend?
1 million years old.
Are you like weird about your age?
No,
you know what people
28.
Know? 28?
No, people just usually think I'm older. Doesn't really matter.
I feel like that's like about when things start being extra horrible to deal with the morning after drinking.
Oh yeah, they're not great. It's not good. Well, that was the thing, was I didn't actually go out Saturday. I did go to the Overwatch League Grand Finals on Saturday at Barclays Center.
Did you see DJ Khaled?
I did see DJ Khaled. He really does. DJ Khaled inexplicably was at the Overwatch League Grand Finals. I don't really know. Somebody did point out I can't remember who was saying this, was like, yeah, they basically paid him a bunch of money to promote his own album. They're like, and then he just, because he has a new album coming out, he did premiere a song, like this song that everybody's like, this song rules, like the Justin Bieber one. It's like Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper. I was the first one to hear it, I guess.
Congrats.
As well as everyone else at the Overwatch League Grand Finals.
This one goes out to Eli only.
Yeah. But DJ Khaled also is like, you know, I don't think anyone really doubted it, but he is the man of his Snapchat. He like just sort of like trundled around stage yelling another one for like half an hour. And then,
God, what a dream job.
Yeah.
Right?
He got it. He nailed it.
I heard someone was like, I'm watching this performance, I am certain that he does not know what Overwatch is.
Oh, no.
For sure.
But he at least he didn't try.
Hey, where's the money? All right, here we go.
He's not coming out being like, this one's for my boy Torbjorn. Like, he's just like, I'm here for money.
It's in that bag? That bag. All right, can you get that? All right, let's get this. Okay, let's start.
They did have a fun thing of, like, at most of these, like, Overwatch events, they have, like, there's always, like, a couple weird celebrities that are into it. Like, this time they had, like, Owen Wilson showed up to one of them.
Sweet.
This time they had someone from the U.S. women's soccer team, the Olympic soccer team.
Wow.
Somebody from the Sacramento Kings named, like, Novan Jovanovich or whatever. And then, Dylan Sprouse was there. Like, just the weirdest.
Sprouse. Is that the Riverdale Sprouse one or the other one?
I don't know. There's a couple Sprouses.
One of them doesn't act.
They were the Disney boys, right?
They were Zach and Cody.
They
were also I Wet My Own Ass from Big Daddy.
Oh, that was them?
I believe so.
Oh, wow. That's that character's name.
Yeah.
Sprouse. But it was... It was overall fun. It was over really quickly, and we just pounded like four beers.
It was pretty cool.
On the streets of Southern Brooklyn. You know, and then
watch
I just
out.
Still don't know.
Lock the doors. We got a bunch of drunk gamers coming.
Yeah,
out here.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I still understand. We went to a little dive bar. Me and my friends that I went with, and like it was a cash only dive bar. We ordered one round, and then the bartender just put down six unopened beers. It was like, these are on me. And then, like, we tried to tip her, and she's like, no, she didn't take it. And then she's like, my shift's over, and just left. And I was like, you just quit? Is this one? Just give us, like, six beers.
That is the
nice
move
of
someone who quit.
Have you ever been somewhere when someone quit?
No, I bet it's exciting.
My parents were, I think it was at an ice cream place or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Cold Stone Creamery.
And, it was like a teenage girl or whatever quit, like, in front of, like, and it was just kind of like, ice cream.
Right. I just like
not like a very important thing. Not something that you really want to be dealing with in a serious situation is ice cream. Like a little treat.
Right.
A little ice cream.
I'm imagining just like the anger of someone quitting juxtaposed with the joy of an ice cream place. And it's very funny to me.
Fuck you, Mark with a C. I'm out of here. You know, it's just like, all right.
I mean, if it's like Cold Stone, I have to imagine at least one person quits every time they have to sing.
Oh,
every time someone's like, no, I can't. No.
I was one of those assholes in high school where I think it was early college. I had a friend who worked at Cold Stone Creamery. And we would just go and
somebody that's your friend.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
If you do it and you don't know them, you're way worse.
Yeah.
Like you're a terrible person.
You're a teen.
But if you could do it to if you do it to your friend, you're also like kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Because it's like
yeah,
I
but
had
it's
this
fun to be an asshole.
Friend
to your
who's
friends.
Like he's like a metal guy, so he had like lots of tattoos and was like a metalhead, and then we'd make him sing at Cold Stone Creamery.
What do they have to sing again?
I think it's an original Cold Stone jam.
You know, Johnny Rockets, they have to like do like a dance.
Yeah.
The Cold Stone Creamery Cold Stone Creamery is like, it's when you get a tip of a certain amount or something.
Right.
And it's like
okay, well,
it's like the equivalent of like Be Our Guest or something where they're like, thank you, sir, for your money.
Right.
We appreciate it. And you have to like do like a curtsy.
Give me a bell to ring.
Yeah.
Make
your knees.
Look like a Sunday. I don't know, man.
It's so demeaning. I feel like any restaurant too where like you have to do a birthday production for someone is like the worst. And like people do that too, where it's like, oh, it's not my birthday, but like I'm gonna tell them it's my birthday.
Yeah.
It's like they don't care. They know it's not your real birthday.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
It makes me mad.
I feel like the Cold Stone thing's so bad because there's like, I think there are people that like, that's what they feel like they should get every time they tip. They're like, someone should sing to me every time I tip.
Yeah, totally.
It's very nice
of me.
Did you
guys see that article? About like
the people that don't tip.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And there was like the one lady who was like, I just don't, you know, whatever. I just don't see the. It's like, wow, you should be like shot into the sun.
She was literally like, well, I'd rather spend my money on other things. Yeah. It's like, excuse me.
Wow. Thank you. Wow.
It's like, how do we like unearth, like, we need to like get this journalist to like break their ethics and reveal this source.
Docs?
So this person can be shamed.
I've never wanted someone to get docs so bad.
You're really looking through some sort of crystal eyeglass that lets you see the secret to the economy. Yeah, just I would like to use my money on something else. So
okay, she's the only person who has it figured out,
you
man.
You fucking lunatic. Yeah. The veil has been lifted and everyone knows who you are now, so God, good luck.
Can you imagine how embarrassed you'd be if you went out with that person?
She said my friends. It's like, who are your friends?
Yeah.
If I was with someone and they were like, no, don't worry, I got the check. Like, I'll treat you. And I was like, wow, thank you so much. And then I saw they didn't tip. I would not talk to them anymore.
Right.
Like, that's a monster. It's fuck that fucking lady.
Unacceptable. She's going down. If she's a listener, hey, sorry. If she's a patron, hey, it's fine. Don't worry about it. No.
Cancel your fucking Patreon if it means you'll tip people.
That's correct.
Jesus
Christ. I'm like two. I've like had to Google. I'm like, do you tip Weed Man? I was like,
I tip the Weed Man. To
deliver. I asked somebody who I knew who delivered weed, and they're like, you don't really have to. That's not expected. Like, because the at least here, because. I mean, they're not getting fucking taxed on it.
So right.
It's like they pretty much keep most of what they make.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, isn't the weed guy getting his own cut?
He's
not a weed delivery guy. He's like also like the guy, right?
Oh, he's getting his own cut.
I mean, he's a guy at least.
Usually they're, it depends on how you're getting your weed, but it's a delivery guy usually.
I give them one nug back and roll it up in a piece of toilet paper.
I feel like that seems the worst if that's your job and people think your tip is that you then should hang out with them and get high.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I had one time when it was really hot and I turned into like an old like southern lady where I was like, you sure you don't want a glass of lemonade? It's awful hot out there. It's like, you want a glass of water? Are you sure?
It's like, I gotta get out of here, man. I don't wanna be. Yeah, I've never done that, so I don't know the experience of.
I feel like anybody, like, I tip like tattoo people.
Yeah, you have to tip that. I got my first massage recently.
I tip that dude.
But the weed guy wasn't just like me trying to like lure him in with lemonade.
No, you're
it was just
nice.
Like really hot, and he was like, "Hey, do you mind if I like sit here for like a minute because it's really hot outside?" And I was like, "Oh, sure." Do you want like? And then I was like, "Yeah, massage is weird. Not worth the money."
Didn't like it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just naturally very loose, but it did make me feel like meat. I was
like Gumby.
Yeah, you get tenderized.
Like, well, like some of it worked, but my back was really just somebody like shoving on me for a while. Like that was not doing anything. And I felt like I was being prepared for ritual sacrifice. That's sort of
I'm going to be delicious.
I'm going to be tasty.
You're going to be so tender.
Oh, get ready, God.
What is that?
Tastes real good.
What is that? Is it like a rub? What's going on?
rub because they do like oils and stuff.
What kind of place is this?
It's just garlic-infused olive oil that they're rubbing.
It smells like liquid
you.
Smoke. Well, hang on a second.
Isn't that a gag in like three different comedies where somebody catches on fire and massage it and they're like, what's cooking? I think it's in Van Wilder 2, Rise of Taj.
There's a... Thank you for giving the subtitle as well.
Why would I not?
There's a good subplot in Difficult People where Billy Eichner gets a trainer who is Joel McHale and he's just... keeps feeding him. He's like, I'm gonna put you on this special diet, and he just keeps feeding him all this food, and then he finds out that he's a cannibal. He's fattening him up. It's pretty good.
In a very Hansel and Gretel situation.
Yeah, it happens. Do you want to do numbers?
Let's do numbers. I was gonna say just quickly an update on the previous story. Yes. Speaking of fattening things up for the slaughter, Necco Wafers, the factory has been shut down as of recently, and it was because of. Some private equity dipshits bought it, and then...
But they wish they took that old car deal instead.
Yeah. that lady. and 230 factory workers, and they bought it for $17 million, and they announced, I guess, sometime last week, that the facility would shut immediately, and gave no notice, and no notice to the mayor of the town or anything like that, because the 230 people is, like, a sizable workforce for pretty much any town. It's not like a city. And... They decided to sell the entire business to another national confection manufacturer. So the factory's gone, but someone else will get to make them from now on. But those people are all just basically out of luck. So pretty
shitty. They're just hiring back? Be like, hey, you already know how to make these. They probably
manufacture the candy somewhere else, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like somewhere like maybe.
Overseas, Necco wafers.
I would guess overseas.
Goddamn outsourced candy.
So Necco is a scab candy now.
Do not support.
Do not support.
I know you guys were eating a lot of Necco wafers before, but it's problematic.
Listeners are spitting out Necco wafers like a huge cloud of chalk.
It makes the like old like noise when you do it.
Stop bringing gift baskets of Necco wafers to your local DSA meeting. It's scab candy now.
Now I'm going to eat them even less.
I'm boycotting Necco wafers.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel so
boycotting a candy. I'm boycotting a candy that I don't like that is not being made.
Yeah.
That's, I'm kind of a hero, a little bit of a political activist.
Definitely.
Well, you can put the rose in your Twitter handle now.
Yeah.
The rose emoji.
This is arguably more than posting. So actually,
this is
political action.
I'm
right
beating
here.
The Krasenstein.
God, did you? That fucking post, the Krasenstein guy being like, here's why I post. Like, very seriously. God damn.
For faves, here's and also because we're selling a book soon.
Here's why I jack off. Because Republicans don't like it, and I'm doing my part by cranking it as much as possible.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, they wrote a book. It looks really good. It's called, like, Donald Rump or something. It's probably pretty
funny. That's them?
Yeah, that's them.
They wrote, like, a children's book
called
How the Trump Got Rump.
Well, they probably tried to write a regular book, and they were like, actually going to be for children because you have only 8 different words in here.
Yeah. Kaboom only works so many times when it's, like, a full-length
True.
It's just a pop. There has to be at least one pop-up Kaboom in it.
Yeah.
You open it up, and it's like a cloud.
Just like Mueller gunning down Trump at the end. It's like, what the hell is this book?
Yeah, it's ultra violent. It's just like Trump getting his throat slit on every page.
They'd be good then.
There's no words. It's like, what is this?
It's just elaborately drawn, very gory, like horror comics.
Dude, this is fucking Babadook shit.
Did you guys commission this? Jesus. All right, hey, let's get moving.
Let's do it.
Number 5.
Okay, number 5, this comes from near where I used to live, San Antonio, Texas. There is a zoo there, it's an aquarium, San Antonio Aquarium, which, I don't know, have you guys, I feel like a lot of aquariums are, like, kind of shady. Do you get that? I feel like there are aquariums where I'm like, this is not on the up and up.
It's a weird business to do.
Yeah.
There was a nice one near me growing up.
Yeah.
Where is it? Mystic or something, right?
Isn't Mystic is too far. There's one that's in like 3 towns over called the Maritime. Well, now it's called the Maritime Aquarium. It was the Maritime Center when I was a kid.
Mm.
They had the sharks. And we talked about this. They had the sharks and they had seals were the 2 big attractions.
Yeah, like the Boston one was good when I was a kid and then it got bought by someone else. And now it's like, this seems like a front. I don't know why an aquarium would be a good front, but it just doesn't seem right.
Enjoy all the fish. Yeah, why are you doing air quotes?
Just people dragging like black garbage bags leaking water into
marine life.
I feel like aquarium, I guess SeaWorld didn't, but like I feel like sometimes like zoos, you know, are always people were like abolish zoos and stuff, but I feel like aquariums slip by because like in a zoo the animals are straight up like visibly in a cage. But
right.
In an aquarium, it's just sort of like they're in pools.
Right.
So like, yeah, I'm a good time.
Yeah.
Fish doesn't know where it is, man. I don't know.
First of all, humans love pools and don't love cages, so we think it's okay. Also, you don't think about it because, like, they can't... It's not like you could have them be in a larger space because they need water. So it doesn't seem like... Like, I feel like a zoo, there is no difference between... the cage and where you are standing, except that it is caged.
Yeah.
But an aquarium, it's a pool.
You can't. Well, you also can't get that like viral video, you know, of like freeing an animal from a zoo and you like drop it off in the fucking savannah and it has that moment of being like, "Am I?" And then it like fucking takes off. Like you can't just like drop a jellyfish in an ocean
just like,
and the jellyfish is still just like boom.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Like, it's the same because I haven't hit the edge yet.
I guess
so whatever.
I saved it. I don't know.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
Well, somebody tried to save, quote unquote, save an animal from this zoo in San Antonio. Miss Helen, a horn shark.
Tell me about it. That Miss Helen. That was a horn shark if I ever seen one. You go to that aquarium? She's rubbing up on the glass. Oh, my God.
Real horn shark.
Patty looked away upset.
Some people tried to steal Miss Helen, and they put her in a stroller, disguised her as a baby, and walked out of the aquarium.
That's right, folks. It's a shark heist.
Wait, how big is this
it's
shark?
The Ocean's
it's
11
gotta be
music playing, like boom, ba-da-dum, ba-dum, boom, 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 as they just like grab the shark,
playing,
wrap it up.
Whatever that song is, Peter Gunn or whatever, the like.
Also, like, there's no way to take, I mean, if you've ever taken a fish out of water, folks, they fucking flip around, like, how do you?
It's like when I first moved to the big city.
It's like wiggling around and
yeah, they're like, wow, your baby is thrashing a lot.
I'm just imagining it's like the Eraserhead baby. Like, that's what I would just be like.
Your baby's like stuck to your arm.
Yeah, no, they just thought it was just...
No, it's fine.
They just thought it was a super ugly baby. They're like, just don't mention it.
Exactly. Like, I feel like you can't be like...
awful child.
Hey, what's wrong with your baby? Hey, it's all wet.
Why is your tooth baby all wet? That's gross.
My son has shark syndrome.
Yeah, his shark face.
I will be writing about this on my blog. Yeah, like, how dare you?
How dare you shame my son?
Yeah. Yeah, so they put it in like the lower part of like one of those fancy two thing strollers.
What was in the top thing?
I think nothing.
You can't go around in an empty stroller. People are going to ask questions about that. Yeah. That's its own problem.
The baby's, that's ominous.
The baby's meeting up with us
later. Hey, check out these three adults with the stroller with nothing in it. They're pushing it around. Hey, why do you have that?
There's a lot, why is there a
it's not illegal
of water?
It's not illegal. We're not breaking any laws.
So they stole a shark the same way people used to steal like accessories from Urban Outfitters when I was a security guard. Yeah. There, throw it under the stroller.
Yeah.
And what they really did, if they wanted to do a profession like this, like people used to, you put the shark under there, and then if somebody catches you, go, oh, my baby must have thrown it under there. I wasn't looking.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they always say.
They're just, you know, just very attracted to horrifying. Betoothed monsters of the sea.
Sorry, my baby, he loves apples to apples, so that's why we threw it under the thing.
Betoothed is
its expansion.
That's when two sharks get married. They're betoothed. Oh, my betoothed. Also, your mic wire is...
I'll make up for it now.
What's wrong with my mic wire?
It's tangled with mine, so when you yank on it... to accentuate your points, you yank on my headphones.
I am not yanking on my mic wire to accentuate my points.
Okay. Whatever the yanking does
you
happen.
Should start.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Oh, man.
I am making points.
Yeah. Did they get this awful little wet baby out of there?
They did. It was a... So you did ask before the size. Miss Helen is 16 inches, which...
That's not a shark. Shut up.
That's a shark. It's not like they are born fish and then become sharks.
Yeah, I know, but like...
There's no like, size cutoff. There's little sharks. There's little guys. There's
I know, but you don't get to be a shark at 16 inches.
16 inches is
was
like...
Was it a baby?
Yeah. It was going to get bigger.
And I thought it was a full grown, and I was like, no, that's just a mean fish. It's not a,
you know, shark. You know who's taking care of Helen, the Horton shark? Probably a nurse shark.
A nurse shark.
Yep.
Thank
that's
you.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
A teacup shark. So they had a teacup shark... It was inbred. It was a special little teacup shark.
Yeah, don't get them from a breeder. It's really bad.
You gotta get your sharks in the ocean.
You gotta get your sharks.
Or the shark pound.
Free range.
Well, this is their rescue teacup shark in every sense of the word, because they stole it from an aquarium.
So does it do any sense of like what the plan was? Like what
they
were
doing
with it? I
think they just want... I'm looking at a picture of the guys, and I don't want to judge, but they look like some guys who just probably wanted a pet shark.
Like, when do we get this back to the house?
Yeah. They look like...
The rest of the guys are going to be fucking loving it, man.
Yeah, they're just drug dealers.
We'll pour beer in the tank.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll
exactly.
We'll get drunk.
It's one of those drug dealers with like... A massive exotic fish aquarium, but also like no running water.
Nothing. I feel
come
like,
to Sigma Chi, man. We got a shark.
I feel like that is so ominous when you like go to someone's house or see someone's house and they just have like a ton of exotic animals. Like it's bad vibes to me.
Yeah. How often does that happen to you?
I just feel like
you know,
it's like
you
a
know
cliche.
When that happens?
Look.
who do you know?
Yeah. Okay, this did not happen to me, but a person that we all know who I will tell you guys after, hooked up with a lady who they went back to her house and it was like a wall of tarantula cages.
I can guess who it is.
Perhaps a former guest on the show, maybe?
I have a wild shot.
Oh, I was
bar.
Not going to go. I was going to go with a different person from that part of your life. Who seems like an equally likely candidate.
I mean, yeah.
Tarantula. See,
we should have him on just to talk about weird people he's had sex with, because there's a lot of them.
If you're in an apartment or something, like a wall of tarantula cages, I mean, like, there's got to be some small part of your brain that just wants to fucking, like, sidearm a rock into that and just, like, let them loose.
Well, apparently they fucked like, in front of the tarantulas.
Yeah.
Which...
That's like my basement that has thousands of flies in it.
Yeah,
still.
Whatever happened with that? Still? Yeah.
It's still taped up.
Well, there's a lot more of them now. I don't know.
They're reproducing.
Do they still have the
I
sign?
I move out in 2 months, so it's sort of a long game of the space available in the basement and the reproductive rate of flies and to me getting the fuck out of there.
Decreasing your landlord is just going to be a flies in the shape of a man. Like, yeah, learn to fly together. And it's like, where's the rent? Then you hand them the check and the little arm comes out and grabs it.
The flies incorporate like a urban development firm and buy the building.
If anybody's looking for flies.
You guys ever need flies? Well, we got them.
To catch our listeners up, if anybody doesn't know, Eli's apartment building in the basement, there's just a sign that says, do not open door.
Yeah.
Thousands of flies.
The door is like, it's got like heavy packing tape all around the edges where flies could get through. And then it says, thousands of flies inside, do not open.
Nightmare.
And
it was already thousands when they made this sign.
It's been like 2 months.
It's like a person's running out of there, like, just like slamming the door.
I mean, the handwriting is like frenzy. It's not like calm.
sign was made in haste.
But I think
it's a huge rush to make a sign. And it's like, well, that's taken care of.
Yeah. Well, I live in this like old building in Williamsburg, and it's definitely like people have tried to. I'm sure people are trying to buy it. And, you know, raise it and put up some shitty, like, condo. And so maybe this was just the breaking point of the landlord, where he's like, I'm finally going to sell it.
Fine. Knock like, it down. Yeah,
no backsies. And then walk in. And they're like, well, let's check out the thousands. Excuse me? And
then the flies are like, I have squatters' rights.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how gentrification works. First, they get rid of the flies. Then they get rid of the artists. Then there's a fucking...
Starbucks.
Yeah. Hot yoga studio.
Well, it's also distressing because I live on the ground floor, so there's not like a whole lot between me and Fly World. But
what's old Dan's?
You know what?
When Dan's I move out, when
I move out, you guys come over. We'll pop that sucker open.
Oh.
We'll just let him. We'll let him roll.
Patreon bonus content.
I think
opening
Dan,
the thousands of flies. Door.
I would say Dan, my roommate Dan. I would say he doesn't love the fly situation. That would be my take
just
on it.
Just wanted to confirm. Seemed like he wouldn't, but you know. You
this
know.
Is also the weirdness of my building is that no one. We haven't spoken with anyone else in our building about the flies.
What? Like, you didn't call anybody about this?
Who am I going to call?
The landlord?
Yeah. I mean, we were like, we emailed them and we were like, hey, what's the fucking deal with the flies? But.
Here's like an email that says, Ray flies. Yeah, so, what's up?
Yeah, re fly sign. Concerned, urgent.
This email subject line.
To send a read receipt.
But like, I think the most interaction I've had was
thousands
like
of flies.
Picking up mail or something, and then like saw another person was in the building. I was like, how about that fly sign? And they're like, right? And then we just like kept going.
Well, time to go to sleep. In the same place.
Yeah. Have you not? Yeah. Well, now I get a nice vibration under my bed all the time. It's like a little...
time to eat and sleep and clean myself in this place. Yeah. Thousands of flies. Hey, well, that's all right.
Well, shark guys, they caught him. They got arrested.
What's the charge?
Felony robbery. Hmm. So
one count of.
I feel like it should have been kidnapping, but
being weird. What are you doing?
One count of. Please go away.
Having presumably like very tacky taste.
One count of. Explain yourself. Then we'll talk about the punishment.
Yeah, it's like one of those serial killers. Just like, tell us why you did it.
Just tell us where the bodies are.
Well, Miss Helen is okay, if anybody's wondering. She's recuperating. Yeah, she's doing all right.
They must have gotten her into a thing pretty fast.
Yeah, I think like sharks can live a while outside of water.
They have to have water running through their gills. They can't stop swimming. They die if they stop swimming.
That's not true.
They sleep while swimming.
I feel like, can't they like, I don't know, they're strong.
So the Catholic is that sharks are so strong that they're probably amphibious.
Yeah. I feel like they do all right.
They can breathe through pure willpower.
Yeah.
They can just muscle oxygen
they're
out of
strong.
The air.
Sharks like literally do not stop. They cannot
they're
stop
strong.
Or they will die.
Yeah.
So I don't know how fast they got her into like a weird like terrarium they had set up with like water sloshing around. It's like, oh shit.
How long is my fish okay out of water? How strong is it?
How does it want it bad enough?
It's like, how is it going to be? Is he in there a little if the fish is like just like doing barbells? Like, yeah. Be all right. We'll be all right.
Anyway.
Well, hey, Helen, we're glad you're okay. Miss Helen, excuse me.
Thank you.
Kind of weird. Kind of a weird name for a... Helen is a weird name for an animal.
Yeah.
Helen's a
Miss
weird name
Helen
for a person in 2018.
Yeah, also that.
It's like, Miss Helen. All right.
It's like, are you going to be like serving up soul food or something? What's going on here?
No, it's like she's going to get married and then she'll be Mrs. Helen.
Oh, yeah, right now she's Miss.
Ms. Helen. Ms. They're doing Helen. Like a fucking like some sort of like old... Jane Austen book, but just with sharks. Miss Helen.
Oh, man. No, people would fucking buy that at Urban Outfitters and put it on their coffee table.
Yeah,
and
Sharks and Prejudice. I'm going to make it.
I was going to say, you got to try Miss Helen's cornbread. Like, that's more what I was thinking.
All right.
Number 4.
Number four is another hero, one that I really feel close to, and you know, just sort of in the way he operates, and you know,
he is an
being
operator.
A hero. Yeah. So there was a small fire in the Southend Pier in England, and so there was a small fire, and of course someone did call, you know, the Essex Fire Service, but when they arrived, there was nothing for them to do. Because
there's a fire, it is.
I assume it's like that, right?
Dim's fire, is peas on fire.
They all talk like that.
Yeah. But anyways, when the fire service arrived, they confirmed they were called, but there was no action required because hero Thomas Watson, when he noticed this small fire, took matters into his own hands and pissed it out.
Hell
he
yeah,
just
dude.
Peed the fire out, and then the fire service had to come and show up and be like, is there a fire? And he was like, oh, I peed on it. And they had to be like, well, okay, good job. And then they went home. And that was the end of it. He was 22. It doesn't say his blood alcohol level, but it wasn't zero. I can tell you, probably not.
I feel like that is the best. Like, when I think about, I mean, dudes in general, and I get it. If I could pee standing up discreetly outside, I would do it all the time. But like a 22-year-old man, like that's the best possible place for him to be peeing in public, you know? Like he used
on
his,
a crowded pier.
He used his powers for good. For good.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
He was with his partner and daughter, so you know, he was a good, good. Was a good example for his daughter.
Oh, stand back.
Yeah, oh man. I mean, that'd be cool if you get to grow up and be like, one time my dad saved the pier.
Yeah. Do you remember that time
using
your dad?
His powerful stream.
yeah.
So it was it says it that he was
headline
they were almost
be,
the last people
pier,
there.
Pier saves pier.
Hey. Nurse Folks. Shark.
Also some good quotes in here. quotes, I looked at it and the wood was proper charring away. Using my initiative.
They do all talk like this.
Yeah.
And then I also like this one thing. This isn't related to the story, but in this story they go, he was visiting the 1.3 mile, parentheses, 2.1 kilometer pier. So they're like, oh, we want everyone internationally to be able to understand this story. But then they just dive into with his partner and daughter on Friday at about 1930 BST, which could be fucking any time
that's
in
bullshit
the world.
Time. 1930
BST.
Bullshit time. Sorry.
1930, I'm already like, ugh. And then BST. Yeah, bullshit time.
Butt standard time.
butt ass standard time.
Butt stupid time.
Butt savings time.
Yeah. But so he peed it out. You know, the fire service was a. Southend Borough Council spokesman said, whilst we have faith our sprinkler system would have soon sprung into action, we understand the visitor deployed his own sprinkler system.
All right, so this guy was right on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, it was like the fire had started, but not enough to trigger the sprinkler. He's like, I gotta get on this.
Yeah, as soon as
there.
He saw it.
It's like Superman is unbuttoning his shirt to reveal the certain. He's just unzipping his fly as he's walking.
No, the same way he just rips his fly open and it's just a dick.
I feel like this is like, he's gotta have like a very... like a wide stream.
I don't know.
To put out
a
lot of pee.
Well, I mean, if you've been out,
yeah,
like,
you can feel like a poker chip in there.
You know, if you're having like a
it's
day
like a
out,
fire
a poker chip.
It just comes out like. Psh, psh, psh.
But I mean, this is like this poker is chip. if you're having a day out, you know, at this like pleasure pier, you know, it's like a Six Flags situation where it's like you're only peeing when it's like. You really got to go. He's probably been holding this down all day.
He was probably so relieved he didn't have to go use a public bathroom at the pleasure pier. He was like, finally.
Yeah, probably just sounded like someone dumping a bucket. Just all one shot, shotgun
like,
style.
Whoosh,
yeah.
All of it.
But, you know, they did that. And what I really applaud the pier for doing, they said that he can come back anytime for free. But
aww.
They asked to keep his pants on.
He's going to get the pee to the city.
Yeah.
Man, you're on fire today.
I'm doing it.
Well, we got to end it there. I mean,
yeah, I feel like short and sweet. Love it.
Number three.
Number P.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm not stopping. I have control of the soundboard, so no one can make fun of me.
You always have control of the soundboard. We still make
more
fun
than,
of
more,
you.
More, yeah. No, not with the soundboard, though. That's the key thing.
Oh, yeah.
We have to use our imaginations.
Yeah, that's right.
You just get to own us with by the push of a button.
Yeah. It's very effective because I'm always very quick with it.
Yeah,
yeah,
great
luckily
the timing about
you
it.
You just have to look that small collection of, you know, only
well
45 to 50 sounds.
yeah.
Hit us with a random one. Let's see what we get.
Okay. That's an okay one. What about that?
Pretty good.
What about this one?
Let's play some basketball!
That's a classic.
Yeah, that one's not going away.
Yeah.
One of my faves.
Let's get who is this? Is this
I think this is you, right?
No, this is you.
Oh, sorry. So the next story, I really enjoy this for several reasons. There's a lot of stuff I'm interested in this story. So Lil Uzi Vert just dropped an album called Eternal A Take, which is also what I call Twitter.com. Mm. And
hit something on the soundboard there. Really anything.
Holy shit. Oh, man. I just hyped my own joke. Hell yeah. Anyway, he used a bunch of imagery from the Heaven's Gate cult. Do you guys remember Heaven's Gate in 97? They were the people that thought that they all needed to kill themselves so their souls could get on the Hale-Bopp comet
Hale-Bopp.
In outer space.
Yep. That guy was definitely a guy that you want to follow. The guy with the crazy eyes. Definitely get in there.
Yeah, super in piercing, there. Crazy eyes, no hair. He kind of looked like Ron Paul to me.
Yeah.
Little
not
bit.
That different, really, in practice. You know?
Yeah, in terms of intensity.
Honestly,
for their bullshit.
If all the Ron Paul people, you know.
Wow.
Without less Nazis now.
Eternal
probably.
A take right here. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I'll just say that. I wouldn't hate it. But yeah, so the thing about Heaven's Gate in sort of like pop culture, they had like a very specific aesthetic. Like when they died, they all wore matching jumpsuits and matching Nikes. And to me, like, they were sort of the original health goth movement to me. That's kind of what their vibe was, like, visually. Kind of sweet.
The opposite of healthy, though.
Well, that's the goth
Unhealth
part.
Goth.
The goth part. The health goth is when you wear all the athletic stuff, but you're a goth, so you, like, want to die anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you run?
Are you asking
like,
me?
Like if you're in a hurry, do you run? Because I feel like that's like a goth. Like
I haven't seen a goth
if
run.
If you're in health goth stuff, I think you can run in health goth stuff. You can't be running in like platform fucking creepers and shit.
Yeah.
But, you know,
health goths work out, but they work out like, I feel like they only like lift weights. Like I just can't imagine
cardio.
I can't imagine a goth running.
Not like no, I mean like if like they're like running late and they're gonna miss like the Cure concert or whatever they listen to. I don't know what they listen to.
Like yeah, Cure.
I gotta get there quick. You know,
they listen to like weird like vaporwave and shit. Mm.
Vaporwave's its own thing. Oh, you're talking about health goth? I'm confused. We're talking about health. I think
health
Patty's
goth
talking about
goth
traditional goth.
I don't know.
And you're talking about health goth.
Yeah, it's true.
And he's in full dad mode. He's got his arms crossed.
Yeah.
What's his goth stuff?
His arms crossed and his polo shirt.
My son
shirt.
Likes it. I hate it.
Asking us about goth.
I'm learning a lot here.
It's no Bruce.
Health goth. It really rolls off the tongue, too.
Health goth.
Health goth.
Health goth, I feel like it's mostly gone away. You don't need to know about it.
Okay, it's but gone.
But Heaven's Gate, they have like this kind of look, and Lil Uzi Vert used some of their sort of imagery. Other artists have done this in the past, and it turns out not all the Heaven's Gate people killed themselves. Some of them lived, which, look.
Makes them
fucked
evil.
Up.
Yeah, like, I'm glad they're alive, because I don't think people should kill themselves to get on the Hale-Bopp comet, but, like, you're not a good cult member if you're still around.
Yeah, you suck at the cult,
You failed. You're
and
not
also,
good.
You don't get to, like, be loyal to the cult now.
Right.
You can't be like, I'm still in the cult. It's like, it's gone. The ship's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the ship was on the comet. When's the next comet? Like, 100 years from now?
Right. Like, you missed your shot.
You're not going to stay alive till then.
But the surviving members are suing them, I believe. They're like, we're meeting with our attorneys. This is not fair use or parody. This is, they ripped us off. And they are using our trademarks. And how dare you? So, that's fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
Seems a little strange to me. I guess technically... It could be. I doubt they register their trademarks, but they probably, you know, like they were using them. So
I think they do. Like, I think they do because they maintain a website. Mm. They, like, I feel, and also, wasn't their cult based in L.A.? I feel like cults based in L.A., like, have a good
Such
corporate.
Such a funny sentence. Wasn't their cult based in L.A.?
It sounds like showbiz talk.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bi-coastal cult. I don't know. It's like... There's definitely more. I mean, there's more jobs in L.A.
It's like, oh,
sure,
exactly. Yeah, you know, that's what they say. You go to L.A. if you want to get good at
it's more cult jobs.
LA you go to L.A. Cults. If you go to New York if you want to get good at running a cult. You go to L.A. when you want to work.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. L.A. does have way more cults. Like New York doesn't have.
Hey, so what are you working on right
no,
now?
No,
New York just has like hot seeds.
I'm gonna kill myself.
I did. What's your project? What's going on? Well, I did a
meeting with my suicide partner later at the Coffee Bean.
I did a spec script for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I'm going to kill myself.
The culture all over LA. It's Scientology. I mean,
this is what he studied in college. That like the
cults.
Yeah, that was like what I did. I was a religious studies major, and I did my like senior project on. Well, the academic term is new religious movements. Thank you. But there's the South
Moved
American
one way, fucking to death downstairs, 6 feet under, whatever.
Got him.
Yeah, I'm sick. All right, so you fucking leave me alone.
But yeah, Southwest United States is a hotbed for.
Oh, really?
Cults.
Those people are. Oh, those people are nuts. Generally,
they're fucking nuts.
The
yeah.
place known for fucking turquoise jewelry and like drinking algae.
All right, I'm sorry for sharing a fact.
I'm not bullying you. I'm bullying cult members. I'm bullying.
It's partially the sort of like quote unquote newest part of the U.S. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's so I think people move there who want to sort of start over, and it feels like that. Has a lot to
the
do
frontier.
With like new age movement. Yeah, frontier, all that stuff.
I visited relatives in Arizona, and I would like have preferred to be dead than in Arizona. Like, it's so
not all
fucking
cults are
hot.
Dead cults.
I mean, the good ones are.
Yeah, like, I mean, the if you
like,
again,
why join a regular,
if you want to make it, you gotta fucking go through with the whole thing.
Like, yeah, if you're not joining a cult where there's some crazy shit happening, then it's like, oh, it's like, why are you just joining like a bad religion? Like,
yeah, like, oh,
like,
you mean you people are just all like nice to each other and like live communally?
Yeah,
ugh, boring.
Just like, yeah, you're just
hard
like
pass.
Yeah, just like a
if you're
weird
not yelling
college.
At somebody at the airport, at least.
Yeah,
yeah.
Find a new cult.
If there's
if you're
not
wearing
a
regular
ritual,
clothes,
yeah,
get out, dude. Come
if there's
on.
No, if you don't have any kind of ritual under cover of darkness, like. Fuck off.
You're not starring in the number one box office film, the sixth in the series of the amazing Mission Impossible series. Find another cult. that's like a thing. That's what people saying. It's like, look, man, Tom Cruise, 56. Maybe we start wondering, does Scientology actually work? What is going on here? The answer is no. Being really rich is what works.
Yeah,
that's what keeps you in good shape.
Good strategy.
But also, he is clearly a lunatic. Did you see it?
Being in good shape, like having like a. Anyone that opposes you, like, shipped into the sea or whatever. Well, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, joined the Sea Org.
Did you guys see the movie or no?
No.
Yep. No.
There's stunts in it. Well, he does all these stunts himself. He has no business, no need to do. No actor does the stuff.
Alternatively, maybe he just doesn't. And they're like, yeah, he does his own stunts.
It's him. You can see.
That's not...
They can put his face on a guy. Scientology can do that.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Scientology gets
maybe
the
it's just
final
clones
cut.
Of him. Maybe it's a clone. And that's why they can try it as many times as they want. There's fucking Tom Cruise shaped splatters all over the desert.
It's like a new Pizzagate now.
There's a million Tom Cruises.
Tom Cruise. Oh man, if our podcast spawns a psychopath fucking QAnon conspiracy theory, I'll be pretty excited. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's the good. Earth is flat, and there's Tom Cruise clones all over it. they're positioned. To keep it all balanced. That's why it never flips over. It's because the Tom Cruise clones are arranged.
They're the guards
carefully.
At the edge to keep you from getting too close.
Yeah. Just a line of Tom Cruise locked, like in 300 or whatever.
Now, is Lil Uzi Vert the guy that has all the red beads? He has like bangs?
No, that's Lil Yachty.
Okay.
No.
These are the first guys that make me feel like I'm really old.
Lil Uzi Vert?
All the SoundCloud guys. Like, I don't, okay, man, whatever. Whatever you guys want.
Lil Uzi Vert isn't really fully SoundCloud. I like Lil Uzi Vert. And there's like, he's
good.
Him and Lil Yachty, like, their thing is that they're the, like, they're in this movement of new rappers that, like, are kind of more okay with being, like, vulnerable and like talking about mental health stuff, which is cool, which I enjoy. Or it's like versus the, like, most toxic, like, just like, no, I've never been sad in my life.
I feel nothing except the urge to kill.
Yeah. So they're good.
Who are some of these urge to kill guys? That sounds pretty good.
I mean, it's just gangster rap. That's the entire. Yeah. Ooh, 50 Cent, huh? Where did this start? Sharks?
Heaven's Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of streetwear or whatever, Nike, I was saying that Nike did try to put out a dunk that was like the Heaven's Gate dunk, and then the people were like, don't put out a shoe.
Yeah, that's wild to me that they would
do that.
It was
a good looking shoe.
That's the thing.
Too bad.
Heaven's Gate, very stylish.
Yeah.
A true LA cult through and through.
I was looking it up and I found this article that so they all wore the shoes that they wore when they killed themselves were Nike Decades. And Someone eventually found the Nike employee who sold them the decades. And so the guy, like, they ordered a shit ton of them all at the same time.
You got and, like a footlocker? Like, yeah.
I guess I can get you some more.
You fill out a form, yeah.
No, according to this guy, he went to deliver the shoes. He comes and delivers a shit ton of shoes, and he goes, what is this, for like a basketball team or something? And they just went, yeah, something like that. And then they all killed themselves in the shoes.
Iconic. So,
what are you guys doing, like calisthenics or what's pretty cool?
Yeah, he was very proud of his big sale. So,
yeah, Marshall Applewhite is the guy's name that was the head. Otherwise known as
creepy name.
Bo and Doe, among other names. And he just has these fucking eyes, man. I don't know.
Yeah, don't trust people with those eyes.
I don't know how you get past like the first sentence with that with a guy like looks like that, right? Like, yeah, oh hey, that's cool, man. Hey, you have a good, have a good one, man.
The nicest looking person in the world twice a day has a clipboard in front of me, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, just absolutely not. Just like, don't speak to me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But then these guys are like, somebody just walks up yelling, and they're like, no. Yeah.
Have you ever seen any of their videos, Marshall Applewhite's videos?
I have not.
They're kind of. Like, they're creepy, but, like, hypnotic. I can see...
Kath, like, if they weren't already all dead, Kath would be, like...
Yeah. I just... Okay.
Dipping a toe in the pool here.
Again, as someone who is, like...
They look pretty cool, and some of the stuff
fresh
is kind of
ideas.
As someone who has done, research about this stuff,
as
I am...
As cults go.
I'm skeptical of the idea of, like, oh, no, I would never fall for this. Like, I feel like most people in the under the right circumstances could possibly be sucked in by somebody like this.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring it down.
No, I mean, look at Logan Paul. There's a cult.
What's he?
Like, if you're really hungover.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
I don't know, man. Fine.
There's that, like...
I'll get in the van. Jesus Christ.
There's that weird Christian one that all the celebrities are in now. Oh, Hillsong?
Like, yeah.
That's a fucking cult.
That's Bieber.
Chris Pratt's in it. A bunch of people are in it.
Chris Pratt, I'm surprised.
All those Disney people are in it.
Chris Pratt signed the letter to bring back James Gunn, which I was surprised by, because everyone's like, oh, Chris, come on, you can't defend these people. Because he's like one of those guys who's like clearly super religious, but like it only comes out in little dribs and drabs.
Right, yeah.
Because he's smart enough to know that it'll weird people out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he does like little like sort of head fakes for people that will know what he's saying, but not really like sort of, you know,
subliminal
shit. The whole deal.
Yeah.
And, which is cult stuff.
Yeah, well. Okay. Yeah, he's like, I think James Gunn should come back, blah, blah, blah. And, like, all, like, the grandmas were very upset at him.
Aww.
You know, all the,
but he's also, like, he seems like the biggest, like, golden retriever.
All the people
like,
that
he's
really...
But he's my friend.
Yeah. Like,
right.
Get it. And also, it was a bad faith thing, and it's bullshit, and they should bring him back.
Yeah, they should bring him back, but...
Anyhow. Should we keep going?
Let's do it.
Number two.
All right, so number two. This is a classic. This one comes from the BBC. It's in Cairo's International Garden... Municipal park, a zoo.
So we got an aquarium this week. We got a zoo this week.
Yeah, a lot of captive animals. Next, we should talk about my last marriage, right, guys? Okay.
Wait, are you the captive animal?
No, me.
You were holding your wife captive?
No, it was me. It was supposed to be me.
Fighting a false imprisonment charge for some time.
I kidnapped my wife.
Yeah. Talk about my last marriage until she died of malnutrition.
Until she got out. And I went to jail for quite a long time. So there's a zoo in Egypt. It's had to deny. So this guy took a picture with this zebra, and it really just looks like...
Eli is already just cheesing.
Yeah.
I was yawning, but happy. It looked like I was just doing a very large smile.
I mean, it doesn't look particularly...
It's smudged a bit.
It has a little bit of smudging. It's got stripes that are not really consistent with the way zebras look. So basically,
zebras in the wild never get their stripes smudged.
No,
that's how you know it's a.
It kind of looks like it just got painted by one of those like things that does the stripes on like a soccer field.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just one of those machines.
It
just
sort of
got
looks
rolled
like
over.
Like an airbrush shirt of a zebra you'd get at a boardwalk.
Yes.
Yeah. So the charge is from this guy that it's a donkey that was painted to look like a zebra.
The charge? Is he suing?
Like the accusation, not the charge.
So the guy took a picture with the zebra and then...
I posit.
And he's making a face like, come on. Like,
oh, okay. So he took the picture to be like, What the fuck is this?
No, he was really into it. Then he picked his arm back up, and his arm was all black.
Wait a minute.
I will say the donkey looks very satisfied with itself. He's got his closed eye, and he's kind of looks like he's smiling.
Well, the donkey looks fantastic.
Like, I'm doing great.
He looks great. He's got his cool zebra paint on. Yeah. He's all done up.
So he said there were
I bet his confidence is through the roof.
Yeah, exactly. There were two in there. They were both painted. So I can't wait to be in this ska video, I guess. and the zoo director insisted the animal was not a fake, apparently on the radio. And that's probably a fun thing to have to defend.
Excuse me, sir.
Not clear what you would
say. Is your
say.
Zebra fake?
Yeah, like, no.
No.
It's like, can you prove that it's not? It's like, no. It's like, what was the smudging? I have no answer to that question. I'm on trial here. Interview's over.
Yeah.
This is like a thing
I'm just imagining for some reason that even though this is a zoo in Cairo, he's on the Breakfast Club, so it's like Charlemagne the God. Like, Come on, man.
Come on, dog. That's a fake zebra.
Do you eat your wife out? The two questions you need to answer.
The answer to both is no. Yeah.
I would pay good money to see DJ Khaled just interact with a fake zebra. He'd be all about it.
He probably has one.
Yeah,
he seems like an enthusiastic good, man.
I'm just gonna start selling DJ Khaled animals I made up. Like, here, this is a shark dog. It's just like a dog with a fin on it. I'm like, cool. He's like, I'll give you $1,000,000.
He was one of those things where it's like, his whole thing was like very entertaining when he like got lost on his jet ski. You know?
Oh, it was the best.
And then like you just kind of kept watching. It's like, oh, it's just this.
Yeah,
it's just the same like three. He does the same three things.
Yeah,
in like his life, he says the same three things. Like major key. Like bless up
another one
and that's it. That's all. And his own name. He's like a wind up toy. Like there's no, you get like a setting on the back to pick which one.
I don't know. I still think he has the best job in the entire world.
He has a great life because I'm sure he's like
production is genuinely very good. So it's like hard to say whatever.
Sure, you know? Just like show me your lion sculpture in your backyard like 900 times. It's great.
Yeah, and especially if you're like a rap or something, and you're like, look. I'm not going to have a long conversation with the guy, but he has great beats and he lets me play with a tiger. So why am I not going to go to his house ever?
He also, as an overweight person, I feel like DJ Khaled is a real fashion icon for me. Like I would totally dress like DJ Khaled if I had any money.
Just sweatsuits and chains.
Just like matching sweatsuits and chains.
That's
I feel like I could pull that off.
Most famous overweight people though. Like that's Rick Ross. It's just like
I just
velour.
Think DJ Khaled is like a little more flamboyant than like a Rick Ross. Like he goes for like colorful prints and stuff where I feel like that for me would be a good look. Mm-hmm. I like a bold. Yeah.
Zebra prints even?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
The people on the and the BBC, somebody had fun at the end of the story here. They go through a like greatest hits of zoos getting caught like with fake animals. So like there's one, this is a weird one, but a zoo in Gaza painted two donkeys look like zebras because they couldn't get away around the Israeli blockade. That's not really is that the reason for that is not very funny.
No, that's like you're just welcome to the resistance to
right.
the zebras.
Yeah.
But in like the real good way, not the dumb fake
right.
way.
In 2013, a Chinese zoo tried to pass off a dog as a lion. That's one I think a lot of people know. Last year, a zoo in Guangxi province disappointed visitors by exhibiting blow-up plastic penguins. Seems hard to believe that people would really...
Yeah, they're just very far away.
Very long.
Do you think they tried to do it to like supplement? They had like two penguins, and they're like, "Looks a little empty in here. Looks a little sparse. Let's put up some other ones too, so it doesn't look
that
so
one." Yeah. He like blew over, but he just kind of like he didn't fall like a live thing falls.
He seemed okay with it.
Yeah.
He just kind of fell.
And then another zoo in Guangxi, a different zoo apparently, and later a couple weeks later, was caught displaying plastic butterflies. So.
You can't even get a butterfly.
Apparently, if you go to the zoo in Guangxi, watch out. You're probably getting played. These people have no respect for their clientele.
You're just at like a weird wax museum.
I feel like it would be so funny to just have that be the theme of your zoo and just go full on like, here's us pretending regular animals are other animals. Like, I would go to that.
Okay, I just pulled up the picture of the penguins. This is, come on, guys. Are we serious? It's like
pink. Just like, it looks like it looks like a screenshot from Club Penguin.
Yeah.
How are they trying to say those were real?
I don't know.
This is, the one thing about this story that I love so much
is telling you, like, China, there's no, it's lawless over there. It's wild.
But the thing about the main story that I love so much is something like a donkey was painted to look like a zebra in Cairo. This is literally a news story from like 17. Like, it's a news story from like the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Like, this is what people did forever. Where they, this is some Fiji mermaid shit. It's like, it's so old school.
It's like how they glue like feathers on a dog.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Like, it's the dog bird.
Come see our zebras and our fucking jackalope. And like,
it's a griffin.
Yeah.
It's a reverse griffin.
Yeah. Like, I glued a tail on my wife. Come tip us $100 or
it
whatever.
It is like the oldest con.
It is so good.
It's pure like ancient carny to paint.
Yeah, the Fiji mermaid was one that was the monkey, right?
Yeah, it was like a taxidermied monkey with like a fish sewn onto
also,
it.
Also, I feel like seeing a painted donkey is like pretty cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, make that your whole thing.
Yeah, just like come see a painted donkey that feels and looks fabulous.
It feels really good about itself.
Zoo. It's like, this donkey is painted like an eagle. It's like, well, that's not. Hang on.
Yeah, just face paint the donkeys.
They're
like
almost like
stuff.
How they paint like, yeah, like
a zoo of only donkeys as other animals.
Like the you know those cows that those it's not what I'm gonna do, but like those painted cows they have all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, but it's just live donkeys, and then you know it's like breathable paint or whatever, so nobody gets mad. But that's, you have a good time.
Yeah, you just, you know, you like tape a PVC pipe to its nose so it's an elephant. And
did I ever tell you guys my zoo story?
I don't know.
We went to some friends were visiting DC, and it was in like
story
it was
how
in
Eli
like,
escaped from the zoo.
Yeah, yeah,
because he's a pig.
I almost got there before you, but.
You know how the zoos have pigs?
Yeah, one, you know, a petting zoo maybe.
He's actually a tapir.
Yeah,
he's a javelina.
Hey, what were you gonna say, man?
Who knows?
Your zoo story.
Yeah. So, but it was like it was only mid August in DC, and some people were visiting, and so we were like, "Oh, let's go to the National Zoo." It'd be like fun, and we went to the National Zoo, and it's like the middle of August. If you've been to DC in the summer, it's fucking awful. It's like very hot, very humid.
So humid, yeah. It's
so
terrible.
it was over 100 degrees. It was so fucking hot, and we're walking around. And we can't see any animals. We can't find any animals. And we finally ask one of the zookeepers or zoo staff, and we're like, "Where are the animals?" And the zoo staff was like, "Yeah, they're all inside. It's like way too hot." With like the subtext being like, "All the animals are smarter than you. Why did you come out here in this weather?" And then to like add insult to injury, they had this metal panda statue, and I sat on it and it burned me because it was so hot.
Yep.
And then
make them come outside.
And they were giving away free Dr. Pepper cherry, so I drank a bunch of Dr. Pepper cherry. Pretty good.
Not too bad. You went to an empty zoo. And drank soda.
Burned your legs.
Yeah.
Burned your legs.
Yeah, it was fun. It was pretty good.
I went to Vache Pizza.
Very good.
I haven't been to a zoo in a while. The last one I went to was in Dallas, I think.
Too many places have zoos.
Huh?
Too many? I'm always surprised how many places have zoos.
A lot of places have zoos. I haven't been to one of the ones here. Are the ones here any good?
I assume they have to be, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably got all the good ones.
I don't know.
Is the Bronx Zoo the one from Split? Is that where he is?
There's a zoo in Split?
No, they're in Philly.
That's a huge spoiler, actually. But yes, there is.
I can't even remember. I've seen that movie.
It turns out that. She's
oh
like,
right. Okay. Yeah. He's in this. Got it. I remember now.
No, everything in that movie is Philly. He's always Pennsylvania Philly.
Oh, I forgot how they're always eating cheesesteaks in that movie.
No, that's where he's from. That's where all the movies are.
I know, but it's like I think it would be funny if there's more Philly stuff like. Like, just notice, like, he keeps bringing cheesesteaks to the women that he has locked up. Yeah.
You guys want some hoagies?
All right.
You guys need some water?
Yeah. I got Pats and Geno's. What do you want? Oh.
Did you know that I can't remember if it's Pats or Geno's, but one of those cheesesteak places is just, like, fully cop themed? Like, it's all just pictures of cops.
One of them is apparently, like, big time shithead conservative.
That's the cop theme.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that would be the same one.
Yeah.
The one where you speak English or whatever.
Philly's so weird because it's like.
Ordering Spanish and we'll fucking whip cheese in your eye or whatever.
Philly's just weird to me because it is like, it's so cool and interesting and like diverse and actually has like a lot of like interesting culture to it.
Yeah.
And then also it has like every business is cop themed. Like, it has both like extremes of weird culture.
Yeah, it seems like it's one of those like yeah, there's like that. It's just like divided. It's one of those, like, if you just visit with no guidance, you're going to end up with a lot of shit where you're like, this sucks. But if you, then somebody can, like, show you where everything cool is.
Exactly, yeah. You need a guide, but it's, I love Philly. It's great.
Philly was one of the teams that was in the Overwatch Finals. And, like, people really did, like, Philly fans, like, showed up, like, came down.
This Overwatch thing had, like, regional teams?
It has regional teams, yeah.
I thought it was, like, just individual nerds.
No. Yeah, just one nerd on each team.
I thought it was, like, a famous nerd would come and play but Overwatch.
Like, the Philly, and then Philly fans really did come down. I was buying beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is I.
Excelsior.
Milton Orsters Jr.
That's the fact that it's not Korean is very inaccurate. They're always Korean.
I just know, my only frame of reference is I had a friend who was really into Magic, and there's like a famous Magic guy.
John Finkel.
I was thinking of
David Copperfield.
I remember his name because it makes me laugh so much. Some nerd who's really into Magic is named Owen Turtenwald. I think about that a lot. What's the other one? That was a funny name, too.
John Finkel.
John Finkel.
He got good at
for
magic.
A while, if you won the Worlds, like the DCI Worlds Championship, like the winner of that, you would get to design a card, and you're kind of like you sort of would be on that card. So there are cards that are like, I don't remember what John
Eli
Finkel's
used John
card.
Finkel.
Like, no, but it's like a picture
the
of
handsome
his.
Ogre who has a really cool
Pokemon.
Girlfriend.
Like, Eli threw out.
I don't know how to play Magic.
I thought you were talking about the other
Magic. I have sex.
I thought you were talking about the other Magic, like cards and...
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, like close-up Magic?
You were talking about cards like...
Oh, no, I was talking about Magic... Like,
the Gathering.
that one.
Oh, I was talking about like wands and Song of Lady and Half.
Yeah, no.
That's what I thought you were talking about. You know how you just have wands up there?
Yeah.
You know, the top hat and
you
the
push
wand.
Around the cards with a wand. It's
pulling
very
a rabbit
fun.
Out. That's all they do now still. You go to Vegas, you pay $300 for a ticket. The guy still is like, huh? Rabbit? Huh? Man, we really flew out here for this?
And then there's a donkey dressed as a zebra.
Speaking of Magic, it's not really Magic, but I saw...
Speaking of... so I thought you were segueing into the next number.
No. I saw a show this weekend. It's playing in New York here. It's only playing until August 19th. And it's a one-man show, but it's also kind of Magic. But it's hard to explain what it is. It's called In and of Itself.
Vitaly? Is that it?
No.
I don't know what that is.
It's this guy, Derek Delgadio, who is a very nice guy who I met after the show. And it's a really cool, interesting thing. You might have seen, like, there's a thing where, like, it says I am, and then there's a bunch of different, like, descriptors underneath, and there's a bunch of these white cards.
Oh, this is the thing that somebody ripped off.
Yes, somebody ripped it off, but this is the original.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a really cool show. It's playing in, like, the East Village. Check it out.
Who's that comic that stand-up who does Magic who's, like, actually funny? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Amazing Jonathan?
No, but I love The Amazing Jonathan.
No, The Amazing Jonathan is great.
Kicks ass. He's so good.
It's like an entire generation of Comedy Central viewers who love The Amazing
when
Jonathan.
When I was like very young and like not very, very young, but like before I got into comedy, I definitely thought The Amazing Jonathan and Louis C.K. were the same person.
I love The Amazing Jonathan. I downloaded The Amazing Jonathan's Comedy Central Presents on like Kazaa and like watched it repeatedly.
He rules.
I just learned that like he's like decide whether the hand is faster than the eye, and then it's like a little thing and he yanks on it and it's an eye and a hand racing. It's like funny. I mean, I'm sure he's like,
and he pulls the bird out and then he just smashes the bird.
Yeah.
I remember there's one where he like drinks Windex or something or like sprays himself in the face. It's good shit. But
so
there's
so
like some
him.
There's some like modern person who like friends of mine have worked with, and they're like, yeah, he does Magic. He's actually
Justin Williams.
I think that's him.
Yeah, he did like Meltdown and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know much about him, but
actually good.
I can see that.
But speaking of Magic and the unknown,
and this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Oh, this story comes to us from one of the Virginia run. I don't remember which one, Congress races, where there's two people that have, you know, been running against each other. This is Leslie Cockburn versus Denver Riggleman, which there's a Magic the Gathering ass name. And so, you know, they've been having this contentious race. One thing was that Denver Riggleman was caught on camera campaigning with a white supremacist. Pretty big strike against you, one would hope.
Yeah, with Cora Stewart, who's the guy who's from Minnesota and went to school in D.C. and has decided now he's the savior of Virginia's Confederate monuments.
Yeah, that's...
Like, total carpetbagger, but because he's he's more racist than the guy who's actually from Virginia or whatever. They're like, yes, he's a native son. We love this man.
Right. Yeah. He upholds the values that we hold dear.
He's the guy that got made fun of a lot on Twitter too. By like he drummed out of a Senate race. I think he was in the primaries for this. So now he's going to probably be governor because everything is stupid and fucking sucks.
Yeah. He's just like at some rally or something. He's like, we can't get rid of these statues. We need more of these statues. We should be allowed to lick and fuck them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that one would think that. But then truly the nail in the coffin came with just a tweet from Leslie Cockburn, the opponent. And this is the text. It's like written in such kind of political ad kind of style. Or just, my opponent, Denver Riggleman, running mate of Corey Stewart, was caught on camera campaigning with a white supremacist. Now he has been exposed as a devotee of Bigfoot erotica. This is not what we need on Capitol Hill.
I feel
which like... Which is like, I don't know, it's not... It's can't even say whether that's what you...
Are these Virginia values? Yeah. Bigfoot's penis.
One of those is so much worse than the other one. It's so absurd.
Also, it's like, this is not what we need on Capitol Hill. Like,
there's no.
It's not even relevant. Like, I don't care.
It's not a foregone. First of all,
I think we need it on Capitol Hill personally.
It's not a foregone conclusion at all that this is going to be a disqualification. He might still win. I mean, I don't even.
You
know.
Can like fuck I like kids the idea and still get elected in a Republican platform. Like,
I like
allegedly
the idea of there being just a crossover of his two interests, where he's like, look, that footage of me meeting with the white supremacist was a hoax. It's very blurry. You can see someone wearing a suit.
He's just like this in the.
He's doing the famous. Bigfoot
walk
post. So what is this Bigfoot erotica?
So what it is, and then the screen grab is a post from Denver Riggleman's Instagram account, which is just like, why does this exist? And it's a picture of like a pencil sketch of Bigfoot kind of in this like shrugging like, who me? pose.
Yeah.
With what I assume, and he's put a censored bar over what seems to be a quite lengthy dick. And
it's really big.
And the caption says, cover art for hashtag mating habits of Bigfoot almost complete. I hide nothing in this magnificent tome. Don't erase the censor box. And only 21 likes, which is maybe my favorite part of it, is that it's like
it's not even doing numbers.
Not
on
a lot of interest.
Just posting their Bigfoot erotica for 21 people on their Instagram.
Look, if you're posting Bigfoot erotica, you're in it for the love of the game. You're not in it for fame and fortune.
Yeah, so
you're making this because you want this to be in the world.
And his rationale is what? This is like a weird joke that nobody understands, or
it's not really clear. It's basically like there is. Is my headphone? It is like there are people that write Bigfoot erotica like self-publish it on Amazon and actually make a shit ton of money doing it. I read an article a while back. It was someone doing it with a lot. They can make like a couple tens of thousands. Mm. Like people did it.
Does it have to be like good Bigfoot? Is it because it's?
I mean,
Bigfoot
I don't
erotica?
Think you're competing with a lot of
right.
It's like I read one where it was there were a woman that was writing it with dinosaur erotica.
Okay,
and it's just like you hit this niche or whatever that. You know, like people don't have much of a selection, so they like buy it or whatever, but you can make good money off of it. I don't know if it was just a cash grab by him, but he was writing it.
You can't get that stuff on like Pornhub or whatever. Like you have to pay for it because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I guess. And it's also like it's written erotica, so it's like.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it would cost a lot of money to produce like a video porn.
Yeah, there's no Bigfoot bus.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bus that just drives through the woods.
It picks up Bigfoot.
And it picks up different Bigfoots.
Bangfoot. It's called Bangfoot.
A Bigfoot like leaning through the window.
Huh?
The guy's like offering the Bigfoot like. It's like five $20 bills splayed out.
There's like a babe in the back of the bus.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a sexy Bigfoot lady
in the back of a Wrangler.
Is it a Bigfoot lady or a human lady?
Well, I guess we could go either way.
That's
depends
on
gender is Bigfoot.
Depends on the fetish.
Do we know with this Bigfoot erotica? Is it? I guess it's the mating habits of Bigfoot. So it's Bigfoot on Bigfoot.
Well. It depends on whether you considered that Bigfoot is a singular entity that has existed for a long time,
up until now,
or if it's a
all
species.
All these people have had to jerk off to is Harry and the Hendersons. So.
I know.
Oh, they're showing Lithgow's face again.
Man, right when you're almost done, they show you
the guy's face, and that guy is John Lithgow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That would be such a bummer. I feel like...
that we find out that John Lithgow is just a shaved Bigfoot this whole time.
A good prank would be to upload... A good prank would be to upload porn, but just occasionally splice in close-ups of John Lithgow.
It's like a reverse Fight Club situation, weirdly. Just one frame of a regular movie.
Pretty good angry comments. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Just right when, you know, things are starting to get good, you just put in like a 5-second Lithgow, like every minute.
Well, you've seen those things on Pornhub.
Third Rock from the Sun clip.
You've seen that people... People do upload to Pornhub stuff that's like, it's like blonde, like blows hard, and it's just like some like blonde kid playing the trumpet or whatever.
There's like I saw, like, there's like a, like Black Panther was on there. It's just another streaming site. Yeah. So like, yeah, it's all just like hiding until the copyright things find you. And
I've noticed there's been like a rise in like funny Pornhub titles lately. Like, I feel like that's like, it, there's like a trend now. And I don't know how I feel about it.
Speaking of funny.
Just like funny, like, just like, I don't know, like, I saw one that was like, Tinder date idea, like, fucker in a cornfield or whatever. It's like, just, I don't need your jokes.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm here
for. This isn't funny, it's serious.
I mean, there's like, I can't imagine any, like, that would just be so awful to just be like, mid-cranking it and then just like, have something genuinely make you laugh out loud, like... He's like, I don't even know which way to go with this. Like, do I watch more comedy? Do I finish this? Like, where? What do I do?
I don't know if I would hate that if it was like really funny. I guess it would kind of ruin the mood.
It's just
might ruin the mood. Just a
Cat Williams bit cut into the middle of a porno.
Well, yeah, I guess fine.
I mean, it would have to be in the context of the porno, not like a total different. If they just put in like Mr. Show or something, like,
yeah, get used to it, Hitler. I was like, what do I want? Okay.
I just think if you have, I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off. I just have a lot to say about Bigfoot porn. I like, you know, if you like that it's kind of funny, right? Like, I don't know. Look, I've been on the internet a long time. I know some furries. They mostly have a very good sense of humor about it. Like, they get that it's funny.
I don't know. I think they can acknowledge that it's like funny, but it's probably not funny to them. Like, I don't think you can be like amused and horny. Like,
well, I think you can. Well, I think being horny is like very funny.
It's inherently silly.
Idea of being horny. All right, the idea of being horny is very funny. Seeing someone who is actively horny is distressing.
Okay, I guess so.
Yeah.
I just think it's, I don't know. Like, sex I've told is a story so where it's absurd. Like,
watching someone you know get a lap dance is awful.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I knew exactly where you were going with this. Yeah. I mean, this was like another way to backdoor this story.
Yeah, no, but I'm not going to tell the whole story. But it's like, horniness is funny as an idea.
In the abstract. It,
but when you see somebody with like the look, like the eyes, like the thousand yard
that's
stare.
That's not funny.
That's like just a bummer. Really.
Yeah, speaking of, I'd like to apologize to everyone who was at the wrestling show with me when I was very drunk, because I was probably making some people uncomfortable.
Was just wheezing.
They're all so big and strong.
But like, it's funny to me that I feel that way about it. Like, it's funny. I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable.
Well, that's why this whole thing with like the, of course, like the take machine went into overdrive, and within like a couple hours of everyone laughing at the Bigfoot porn guy, people were like, do we have to kink shame him? Can't we just focus on the fact that he's Nazi adjacent? And it's like, I think we can also make fun of the Bigfoot thing. I think it's a silly thing.
It's silly.
He says it's a fucking joke, so fuck him. We get to laugh at it.
I mean, I think he just probably was doing the cash grab part of it. I don't know. Like, he's just writing stupid shit. Who knows?
No, it's not okay to laugh at someone who's into. Like, really? I think it's pretty funny.
I'm just bummed out because I feel like if he were somebody whose politics I agreed with who liked Bigfoot porn, I would be like all in for this guy.
Right.
I would be so on board with it.
Yeah.
But it's like he ruined, like, it sucks that the one guy being brave enough to be into Bigfoot porn ruined it by being a Nazi.
I mean, Bigfoot is like humanoid. Like, you know, at some point he's just like an extremely hairy, large man.
He's at least humanoid.
Yeah. You know, it's like, it's not like a whale or something. Yeah.
Well, here's a fun fact from this story. That Leslie Cockburn is Olivia Wilde's mother.
Whoa!
Oh, isn't but Olivia Wilde like? Didn't crazy she, that like, that she ran away from home and married a prince.
Yeah, but her real last name is Cockburn, though. I think she's like on good terms with her parents or whatever.
Yeah, she was a prince. Yeah, she
married like an Italian prince.
Yeah,
sweet.
And now she's married to Jason Sudeikis.
He like, I feel like he's bad. I just have like a bad feeling about him.
I don't know.
He seems like a dick to me.
Well,
Hire me. Sorry. Never mind.
He's seen, I don't know, everything I've seen. I mean,
he just dates a lot of like boring, hot women who all seem miserable with him.
No, actually, I can say I went and saw, when I saw Oh Hello on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
one time, Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde were sitting in front of me, like directly in front of me.
And they were
and
cool?
they were like having a blast.
Oh, okay.
And Olivia Wilde laughed at some like incredibly dark jokes. And I was sort of like, oh.
Oh, she's
but
cool.
it was weird because they sat down in front of me and I was just like, I didn't realize who they were. And I was just like, that woman is like bananas hot. And
yeah.
then I was like, oh, it's Olivia Wilde. But they seemed to be like having a good time.
Okay, I retract my statement.
Well, I was also going to... We can't do this on the regular episode. Whatever. It's like there's other people that are worse than him, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to think we can agree on that. well, my big reveal was a bus. Nobody seemed very impressed by that. I thought it was pretty crazy.
Oh, it was interesting.
I was like, wow.
I think the craziest part is to know that this man is probably more attracted to Bigfoot than he is to Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about, right?
Does he think that he's the Bigfoot? Is it like Ooh. That? Is it like that kind of thing?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, is it about fucking another Bigfoot? Is it the power fantasy of you being the Bigfoot? Like, there's a lot of ways it can
yeah,
go.
Yeah, where are you projecting yourself?
That could also
into.
Be like kind of race, like weird, like racisty. Like, I'm like an animal, kind of like, you know, like you probably like.
Well, Bigfoot isn't a race.
No, but like that's the kind of guy who also might watch like interracial porn or something
and like yeah, be weird
like,
about
like,
it,
weird projecting mm. stuff that goes on.
There are two spectrums of like. Being into animals in a sexual context, and there is one that is racist. Yeah. I will agree with that.
Yeah. So I think that's probably a safe bet.
I got pretty confused here at the end. I'm gonna...
Yeah, no, that's fine. Hey, I don't know how to dismount from that. I do know how.
Ooh, hi. What a time to be alive.
Good evening.
Hello.
We just start over again.
saw the mamas here to talk. No. So, hey, that's, I think, a good place to probably call it. As far as plugs, I don't know. We got Karma this week. We're going to have a friend of the show, Luke Moness, is going to be holding things down because Elon and I are both out of town.
Mm-hmm. He's very funny.
He is very funny. I was amazed he wanted to do it because I figured it was like a Hail Mary thing. I'm like, do you want to run a show? And he's like, yeah, man. I was like, all right, well, crazy. So that'll be cool. Check that out. We get some good people on there. We're gonna start promoting and stuff during the rest of the week. I'm Pat on all the stuff. Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/whatatimepod. If you like the show, give us reviews on iTunes. I think that's also the only other thing that really has any point in plugging. What about you guys?
You go first, Eli.
I'll actually be in Austin all weekend for the Rooster Teeth Fest. I'm just going for work. I'm trying to set up some shows hopefully when I'm there. So if you're in Austin, if you're going to Rooster Teeth Fest or anything, I'm probably just going to be doing stuff for work there, but you know, I'll be around the convention, and if I get any shows set up, I'm sure I'll tweet them out or something. And other than that, nothing.
I don't think I have any shows coming up in the near future, but I have my podcast, Lie, Cheat, and Steal. We just got a nice write-up in the Austin Chronicle, so we are going to have more regular episodes of that starting soon. Pat just bought some recording equipment, so we don't have to wait to schedule with our producers. So hopefully, pretty soon, those will be weekly again. I also have WrestleSplania, my podcast about pro wrestling. Check those out. WrestleSplania has a Patreon as well. Check my Twitter for shows and things like that. And thank you for listening.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.